on my bed thinking about you and what I would do if you were here with me. How I would pull you down on the bed next to me and unbutton your shirt and dig it off. And I would run my hands down your chest, and then I would move my my lips up to your lips and give you a kiss. A French kiss, perhaps. I'm sorry, I'm silly. And after we let our mouths explore, which makes me so hot, I would pull off my t-shirt and then undo my bra, and I would lick my fingertips. And rub along my nipple to show you how perky and hard they get. And I know you wouldn't be able to last very long, and soon you would have to take them, one of them anyway, in your mouth. And then you would probably move on to the other one. Oh, mon Dieu. Oh, c'est ça. Oh. They're so hard. Oh. Oh, it's so sensitive. Oh, I feel so good. Oh. And I just put my hands on the back of your head. just hold on. And soon we would just strip off all of the rest of our clothes that were left. I would run my hands, starting at your shoulders again, and down your chest and your stomach, and just to tease you, I would go around your cock that is starting to stand up and salute me, and I would run my fingers down your thighs, and you would give me that look of yours that is the challenge and the glare all in one, like, what are you doing to me? And I would laugh and say that you must wait, good things come to those who wait. And then slowly I would work my way back up to your cock, where it has gotten even bigger and harder than it was before, and I didn't think that was possible. And then I would take my left hand and put it around your shaft and hold it while I would bring my mouth down and lick just the tip. And swirl my tongue over the tip and all around the top. Oh, it tastes good. You taste so good. And then I would put the tip in my mouth. And I would hold it there. You probably can't understand me. You probably can't understand me with an accent and my multiple. I said I would hold the tip in my mouth where it's warm. And you do your test so good. And then I would take my tongue and lick down, all the way down to the base. And then across the top, across the head. And then down the other side, all the way to the base. And then I would take the tip back in my mouth. And when you are in my mouth, I would feel you start to twitch because it's so sensitive in my mouth and my tongue are quite experienced with what you like. And by then, you would notice that just that little bit of sucking had got me so completely wet that I'm just dripping, that my pussy is just dripping wet for you. Oh, de pishivu, hurry up. Oh, baby, please hurry. Oh, mon petit chou, mon chum. Oh, please. Oh, and you would lick your two fingers and take them down and gently stroke me. And of course, I would just buck my hips wildly because I need so badly to be healed by you. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, I can't wait for you. Oh, please. Oh, and then finally, after I beg and I bleed, finally I would feel your cock at the entrance of my pussy. And I would try to move to make you hurry up, because now you are teasing me, and I look at you, and I whine, baby, come on, just come on, let's go, voyons, oh, come on, and finally, so slowly, I just want to scream, you would sink your stiff, hard cock into me, bit by bit by bit, and until your balls deep inside me. And I would begin to try and buck and move my hips back and forth to get a rhythm. But you wouldn't have it. And you would just put your hands on my shoulder and hold me pressed to the bed so that I just have to wait. Oh, it's so hard to wait. I am all passion and fire and heat and and then finally you would have to beg you some more. Please baby, please fuck me as hard and as fast as you can. You would begin to move and give me what I want and what I need and what I begged you for. I had been so possible. Oh, it's so good. Oh. Oh. Oh, that was so good. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, babe. Now, à la prochaine fois. Until next time, see you soon.